Have you been trying to find a way to connect during this pandemic, to find meaning in the day-to-day? One of my neighbors makes it a point to walk clear across Los Angeles every once in a while to clear his mind and find inspiration in his surroundings. I'm not quite there, but I really do enjoy a daily stroll along the majestic tree-lined streets of Pasadena, California. And walking the same route every day is an exercise in staying present. Pasadena is the kind of place where kids ride their bikes in the middle of the street, and the manicured lawns and shrubs rival those of the Midwest. And okay, you might think, where's the inspiration there? Well, for Octavia Butler, one of the most celebrated science fiction writers of our time, Pasadena was the spark that lit her flame.
There is something about this mix of urban and wild. She was constantly looking at these interactions of how we use, you know, wilderness and space and nature.
That's Linnell George. She's author of A Handful of Earth, A Handful of Sky, The World of Octavia E. Butler. That title comes from Butler's description when asked what it takes to write science and speculative fiction. We learn from George's book that early on in Butler's life, she used the limited world around her, only where she could get by on foot or by bus, to create new worlds and possibilities.
She was an avid walker, and she moved through her environment, and she took notes. She had little notebooks she called walk thoughts, and she would examine climate, and she examined the small changes in growth patterns from year to year, month to month, and made notations of it. That environment was a huge part of forming her imagination about sense of place in her books.
Butler died in 2006. And along with her award-winning work, she also left a blueprint of sorts, notebooks, journals, letters, to-do lists, and lots of library slips. All of this, which is now in an exhibit at the Huntington Library and Art Museum, gave author George a clearer picture of how Butler's struggles also shaped the world she would create through her stories. George was given access to all of this material, which is shown through photographs in the book.
It was like going through someone's house at first. I was almost, I have to say, and I'm a reporter, so, you know, I do lots of research, but there was something that was so intimate looking at somebody's diaries and somebody's shopping list and somebody's struggling through their trying to calculate, do I have enough money to pay my rent, pay my light bill? Do I need to pawn my bicycle? Do I have to pawn my typewriter? And in looking at things like her calendar, for example, I began to understand as a writer what it meant to shape her days as a freelance writer. And it didn't mean just sitting in the chair and writing. It meant, okay, how much time am I going to need to be on the bus? How much time do I have to go to my part-time job or my full-time job and still get my writing in? And you realize so much of her life was such a complex calculation, but she made something magnificent out of these small things.
This is what struck me most about the excerpts of Butler's journals, the contracts she made with herself, explicit notes that basically said, here are the things I need to do in order to have the space to do what I love the most. And for Butler, that was to write.
I don't think she was 13 years old by the time that she very seriously decided, you know, I am going to be a writer. And I don't exactly know what that's going to look like, but I'm going to figure it out. From an idea to, okay, what do I need? You know, I need a typewriter. I need paper. I need books. You know, I need to go to the library. I need to read more.
It's an investment in oneself. And that takes a certain amount of confidence. But you also learned, just like everyday people, I mean, there were insecurities that she felt about herself.
Absolutely. I think this was really important, I felt, for everyone to know, because most writers are pretty honest about what the struggle is. But to see someone, you know, like her, who, you know, everyone wants to put her on a pedestal, and she would make jokes about this. You know, it's not like I'm just pulling this, you know, my words, you know, off of a tree or out of the air. She struggled through it, and she struggled with, you know, writer's block. And she struggled with self-doubt well into adulthood. And I think the lesson that I took away is this idea of habit. You just sit in the chair and you do it, and it may look horrible. It may feel horrible, but you did something that day, and the fact that you did it means you are a writer.
The subjects Butler wrote about were often set in the future. Parable of the Sower of the Parable series, for instance, was released in 1993, and it's set in 2024 and showcases a dystopian future, a society largely collapsed by climate change, growing wealth inequality, and corporate greed. Butler was intentional in creating alternate universes where Black girls and women were at the center of forging better futures. This is part of what made her an iconic figure. She was the first science fiction writer to win the MacArthur Genius Fellowship and several Hugo Awards. With all of this in mind, author Linnell George says, being a voyeur of Butler's mundane journals and notes makes the possibility of creating a better future attainable for all of us.
Here's this woman who, she really did struggle, and it was not abstract. You know, she didn't have advanced degrees. She didn't get to go to fancy writer's retreats. There are all these things she didn't have, but she didn't focus on what she didn't have. She focused on what she had. And if it was a diary that was rescued from a dumpster, or a book that was given to her by a friend whose cover was, ripped off, or if it was some notebook that was a hand-me-down, she created huge worlds in it, and she did write herself in. And I think that for all of us who feel like, if only I could get this grant, if only if I could get, whatever it is you think is the missing piece of your recipe, for success, she shows us that you don't need the thing that sometimes you think you need. You need to look at what you have and utilize that.
Since reading George's book, I sometimes take a notebook with me on my daily walks, and I write about what I see. The flock of parrots that pierce the sky, the cloud formations, the life cycles of the trees and the flowers in bloom. And the other people, walking just like me, trying to capture their own handful of earth and handful of sky. Enough of it to help us love, live, and create during what often feels like the darkest of times.
I've been joking to friends that, Octavia has been my COVID pandemic podmate, because I've spent so much time in her words, but also following her advice. And that's exactly true. She never learned to drive, so she could only, she could only get as far as, say, a bus would take her or her legs. And she talked about that. But this idea, once again, of like having to have something transport her somewhere to some exotic place, inspiration is absolutely everywhere. Sometimes it's sitting on a bus bench and eavesdropping. Sometimes it's making a connection as you move through a place that's familiar. Sometimes it's reading the newspaper or listening to a story on the radio, and something clicks with something else that you've been listening to. She loved the notion of serendipity, and serendipity is something that absolutely happens when you are in a place and you are looking, and it's this very focused looking, being absorbed and present in the world, and you can get that and access that anywhere, but you have to have the presence of mind.
Hmm. How do you get there? How do we walk Butler's path to get to that presence of mind?
I think a lot of it is slowing down. And she talked about that too, is that, it's not a race. And when she was a child, she was always often in school told that she was slow, and that was negative. But really, the slowness was absorbing and listening and being in her here and now. And that absorption allowed her to see. And I think it's like a meditation. And I think just stopping and looking and seeing connections, because that's what got her to her stories, was seeing connections. And that's what happens when you slow down.
That was Linnell George, author of A Handful of Earth, A Handful of Sky, The World of Octavia E. Butler.